Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 448 for Thursday, June 23rd. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was $3 to $6 per ton weaker on Thursday, with the July contract at $474 a ton, as liquidation from spec funds continued to pressure the market. Positioning ahead of Statistics Canada's next acreage report due out June 29th was also a feature. Gains in the Canadian dollar against its U.S. counterpart were also bearish for canola. A stronger loonie makes canola less affordable to international buyers. Canola's technical bias remains to the downside, which is bearish. However, advances in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans and soy oil markets underpin canola and limited declines. Malaysian palm oil closed higher overnight, which added underlying support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker. Soybeans were down 3 to 12 cents, with the July contract down 12 at $11.26 a bushel. The market moved lower as favorable weather in the U.S. Midwest will support the country's crop. Fund liquidation was also a feature in the soybean market on Thursday. However, losses in the U.S. dollar underpinned the market and capped declines. Stronger export sales also limited losses. Sales in the week ended June 16th were down 9% from the previous week, but were 13% stronger than the four-week average. Corn was down 2 to 6 cents, with the July contract at $3.87 a bushel. The corn market declined with favorable crop conditions in the U.S. Rain across the U.S. Corn Belt will support crops, which is bearish as the market had been propped up with dryness concerns. Ethanol production dropped from week-ago levels, which was also bearish for corn. Losses in the U.S. dollar and gains in crude oil kept the market underpinned and capped declines. Wheat was down 3 to 4 cents, with the Chicago July contract down 3 at $4.55 a bushel. Wheat prices moved lower with spillover pressure from corn. Export sales were on the low end of analyst expectations, which also added pressure. However, rain in the U.S. is expected to disrupt harvest progress, which limited losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, June 23rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.